Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Fal is here.
Fal's hosting this show.
And that's why it's different.
Dear Falby.
Dear Falby.
Mom's here.
Dear Falby.
Hey.
You'll wish you won't.
I know. I think I do already.
Cam is here.
Woo!
Bono's here.
What up?
It is a all-star cast.
That's Al's favorite line. Also Fal's favorite line.
I love everyone here.
Same.
So Ken and I had an idea of answering your question sober and then being like, hey, we're going to get drunk and come back and answer the question again. Problem is, we just answered a bunch of questions, went out and got drunk, and I don't even remember the question from the last show. So we're just going to start from scratch.
Right.
Start from the scratch.
But we're so happy that everyone's here.
Mm-hmm. And Urbano wasn't even here for part A.
No. And that's the other reason why. Very, very Urbano, you have peak Bono.
Oh, okay. All right.
Urbano, he's peak Bono.
Peak Bono.
We have chest hair out. We have the tattoo out. We have everything.
Okay, that's what peak Bono is. Okay.
What are you breathing into the microphone for?
Because I've had a day. Go ahead.
What are you going on? What are you going
She's
through?
Still in the apron.
Tell us what's going on.
I'm still
on
my fucking apron. It's 8:00.
Why?
Guys, I have something. Wait, I have something really quick I'd like to share with the community. I just started calling Urbano Herb.
I know. I was like, what, are we from the streets together?
Herb. And that's going to be it.
That's
I'm going to refer to him as Herb.
That means we're friends now.
That's it. Herb and I have a different relationship.
Good to know.
That's it.
All right. Lots of people actually hitting us up for quite some time. We haven't had Urbano on the show in a minute, but a lot of people asking about your birthday extravaganza at the Versace Mansion.
Wow.
A lot of fun.
So much fun.
Glamorous. It looked glamorous.
Yeah.
It was special.
It was a good time.
Nobody said it was.
I gotta tell
glamorous.
You, people, I took people are like, do you have any pictures? And I'm like, the only pictures I took, honestly, were all nudes.
No, but that sidewalk
like if you're
picture.
Gonna, yeah, that was, well, Lauren took, well, that was like a selfie of Chris, Lauren, and myself.
Right,
like,
that was a great photo.
Super fun, yeah. But any pictures I took of myself were mostly nudes in my room because
he's dead serious,
A,
guys.
I don't take nudes, and B, it's like you're naked in the Versace mansion.
No, in his room.
Yeah,
like, we stood in his room, so
that's
why
what I'm
not?
Saying.
The nudes were requested of you, or
no?
You
just I just felt like I want to remember this, and I may not look this good later in life. So let me show my cheeks now for no one but myself.
Right, you wanted to remember it nude.
Yeah,
I totally get it.
Why not?
I totally get it.
It's super decadent.
Until you've been into one of those rooms,
you have no idea.
So did you also photograph yourself nude?
No, I don't need to. I'm fabulous every day of the year. 365.
Oh, you don't want to memorialize it?
I don't need to memorialize anything.
Mom,
we're good.
Listen, I gotta be honest. I try and just be a good host, okay? At the same time, that is juxtaposed with being a son. And at the same time, you know, you get confronted every once in a while with the type of questions that I don't want to know the answer
to. That's what, I think I handled that beautifully.
But the community may want the answers too. So I have headphones on.
Right.
I'm going to rip them off my head when I ask this question. Have you ever sent dad nudes?
I don't want to know.
Because that technology
is
new.
I don't want to know.
There are things that children, people.
Jesus.
There are things that stay between couples that should be between couples.
No.
You don't even have to know whether it's a yes or no answer.
Yeah.
Oh. I have always maintained for myself, always, from when you kids were very, very young, from Al and I started dating. I don't share our story, man. It's ours.
And
that's why it's like, that's why we're solid. Because you know what? It's just between me and him.
You don't share your story.
I don't, nobody needs to know what we do, how we do it, when we do it, or, you know, where we do it.
Well,
nobody needs to know.
That's great. And I'm very, very, very
I don't
glad.
Share nudes with the public either.
I'm very glad that you brought that up.
Do you send nudes, Candace, to your man?
No.
Really?
No.
Interesting.
No, you want to know why?
Tell me.
Nowadays, I watch a lot of TV. I know that shit could steal it from the cloud, and then it's going to be everywhere, and then it's going to be like...
Candace's candies.
Like, I'm going to... going down that road, I'm doing an OnlyFans and I'm making money from it. I'm not sending him shit. Right. That's it. If I'm doing it, that's what I'm doing. And I don't think anybody wants to buy it.
I think we should do OnlyFans together.
Okay. Anybody wants to buy it, I will sell it.
Facts.
If it'll make money, I'll do it there. I'll be OnlyFans.
Hell yeah, I will. I will.
I am. I always say to the young kids out there, candy whoever.
Candy and herb candy.
Herb candy.
You know what? I have herb no problem candy. If you, whoever wants to do an OnlyFans, God bless you. You're not hurting anybody. You're not doing.
All be allowed.
It's just you and who cares?
I'll tell you what. You know what? It's funny. We were going to a concert the other night and we were driving up and a gentleman in traffic, this was no exaggeration, there had to be at least 100 cars, got out of his car. And whipped out his hog and peed in the grass facing traffic. And I got to be honest with you.
He was angry.
Okay. I'm not trying to bring it up here, but I'm just saying if that's what everything looks like, I am more than happy to start OnlyFans. And all the other guys I was in the car with were excited to start OnlyFans too.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's always the ones with the belly buttons that want to show it to the world.
Everybody should be able... I think we should all be able to do OnlyFans and make the money. There's people out there making millions.
Truth be told, I don't understand why people that can don't. Yeah. Anybody can. It's just a matter
of
what you want.
Shame on all of you not doing this.
I will put it in zero exaggeration.
Do it, Don.
I'm not joking at all.
Start it right after this.
I have a girl that I know, a friend of mine.
Look at Al trying to be serious. That, trying to leave foul behind.
You've met her.
Right.
Yep. You've met her. Making $60,000 a month.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
On OnlyFans.
Listen, wow. There's this one person I know that come upon hard times, blah, 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 not married, anything. I'm like, you're beautiful. Doing OnlyFans.
Oh, yeah. I've told this to many people.
And they're like, no, I said, put a mask on. Who cares? Do it.
Actually, remember I made up the entire character for this person?
Yeah.
Lacey?
Why it's Lacey. Not done is beyond me. Because guess what? Nobody's saying to anybody's husband, check me out. That's on the husband. That's on the wife. That's on the boyfriend. That's on the girlfriend. You're not hurting anybody. You're in the comfort of your own home. So what?
As long as that check clears once a month.
Who cares?
Right, we good.
I don't care.
So from last episode.
Worst place to make a living, friends.
From last episode, we talked a bunch about what mom would like. I haven't had the opportunity to talk to my father.
Oh, back on death? We're back on death?
Yeah, we are on death. Okay. Mom talked about having her ashes spread. With my father.
Thank God the H was there.
We're going to go ahead and find out what Dad thinks about this right now. Hey, Dad.
Hear what I said.
No.
Hey, Dad. So listen, we got you on the pod, okay? We have Candace Urbano here and Mom here.
Yes.
So we were talking about burial, okay? What happens in the Beyond stage, and I'm kind of springing this on everybody in the evening of the community. Mom talked about how she wanted to be cremated, and I said, you know what? I think Dad kind of wants to be buried. And I feel like Dad's got a plot picked out. And Mom said she would like her ashes sprinkled upon you.
Not sprinkled upon you. I want to be buried with him. If, God forbid, a million times he predeceased me, I would want to be buried with him, my ashes. If I predecease him, I'd like to be cremated, my ashes in the house, and once he passes, I want to be buried with him.
But so, do you wish?
No, he doesn't have to get exhumed.
The question is this: Dad, in the event that you, God forbid, predeceased mom, and God forbid, mom predeceases you, you know, I'm not rooting for either of you to go first. If you happen to go first, would you want you to be exhumed so mom could be by your side in the box?
They're not getting.
First of all,
you can't exhume.
In an ideal situation, I would build a mausoleum for the family so that we could all be like kind of in the same little mausoleum. I got a spot picked out,
like in the backyard.
About it. In the cemetery.
Okay.
So, if you want to be buried within the Catholic Church, you need to be in consecrated ground. So you're not allowed to be. Leave your ashes on the mantle forever and ever. You got to be buried in consecrated ground. So
that sounds like a hell of a racket.
Exhumed.
Basically be in a cemetery of sorts, where the ashes will be very, very, very accessible. So if I have my way, I'm going to build a mausoleum that will be for the family, and there'll be a few casket. Spots, and there'll be some drawers for the urns for those that want to be cremated, and everybody can go. Everybody in the family can be in one spot. But mom is not going to be, if she does predecease me, which is not really realistic at all. not realistic. Chances are I will be gone way before her. You know, she will not be hanging out in the house waiting for me to die. That's not going to happen. So if you don't like that, honey, don't die first.
That's, you know what? Thank you so much for answering wisdom. That question.
Yeah. Wisdom.
That was clear. Also, I hate to ask this one. Has mom sent you nudes?
Ew.
Has mom ever sent me nudes?
Yeah.
No.
This is bad.
I would say officially no.
No.
I didn't want to ask that, Dad.
I did beg for some topless pics one, I think via text once, and she very, very reluctantly obliged.
Ew. Okay.
Ew.
All right. Okay.
Hey, listen, we're in our 60s. God bless us.
Yeah, no, it's great. Okay.
Oh, no, nothing happened. I mean, look, this is ancient history now. I think we were in our maybe early 50s when that went down. So at least 10 years or more. But mom had a world-class rack.
What are you doing?
This is your child you're talking to.
You knew it was going there.
Mom's rack was just world-class. tell you what, for 61, it's still pretty fucking special.
Jesus Christ.
You fuck. Now hang up the phone.
Yeah. That again. Yeah.
If you don't like what do they say in Pulp Fiction? If you don't like the answer, scary answers, you should cease asking scary questions.
Well, he asked the question.
Something like that. So
we all knew.
A question that you don't want the answer to.
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
I'm losing phone service. I gotta go.
Take care.
Bye.
Wow.
Oh,
wow. Wow.
Now?
You knew what he was going to say.
You know what? That was some shit.
Spread those ashes.
Yeah, I told you.
That was...
With or without the H.
I'm going to... Good? You good there, Can?
Yep. Proud of yourself. I am.
I'm going to go ahead and ask a question now.
Oh, I asked...
And
I
pretend
asked,
this didn't happen.
I asked on Instagram...
I asked this
I
from
an answer.
No, this is from Dear Albie. And it says, I asked this on Candace's story, real whatever, but sending here too. How do you guys keep Sunday dinner strong? I've always wanted to start this, even one a month. And my hub's family is Italian. We lived near his, not mine, but also Italian. I grew up with Sunday dinners, and the older I get, our kids, 12, 10, and 8, I just have a fire to start it. Is this an open invite thing? If you schedule it, they will come. Maybe not all, but whoever's free. Hubs is one of 5? Need info to start Sunday dinner tradition early. Thanks and love yous. I should note his family is not as close-knit as the traditional Italian fams, and he and I have hosted the holidays every year. Even before our kids in teeny 2-bedroom Chicago apartment, Thanksgiving, Christmas dinner. So I feel the need to take charge of this if it's initiated. One more thing, if you read this, please keep me anonymous. 9 out of every 10 rooms are Dear Albie fans, which is a fact.
Fact. Listen, guys, this is what we do. Somebody just sends a text to like even if it's 2 people and we're like, want a Sunday? And then we're like, yeah. And then like that person will text somebody and be like, hey, we're going to Sunday. You want to come? And then that person will be like, yeah. And that's really all it is. And it
and
just
then
happens
the text
to work.
I get
yes,
is
and she
a
gets
list
a different one.
Of what they'd like
requests,
to
requests. Nice. Requests. And then she says, what am I? A shorter cook? It's like a fucking diner every single time because we all have different requests. Like today I was like, make me meatballs. I would like some bolognese.
Best bolognese, my favorite.
So I said, I'm not frying meatballs.
She refused it. I said I would do it. She would not allow it.
So I made bolognese for the fam. Then I made Lauren her special bolognese because she can't have anything in it.
And then she said, I'm not going to make this salad because I don't really. Did you make it?
No, I didn't make the salad.
And Lauren goes, I was really looking forward to the salad. And we all kind of looked
at each other. No, Chelsea said, let's make the salad. And then I'm like, nobody's going to eat the salad. But then I did whip up quite the rice pudding.
Oh my God. Guys, it wasn't rice, but it was, she said it was coconut mango pineapple sticky rice. And I was like, what the? Why? It was like
with basil.
Oh my God. Heaven.
Basil.
Fresh basil.
And I didn't realize it was more of like an after dinner treat. It was
So good.
Fucking remarkable.
Yeah. Noteworthy.
Like, immediately went into my top, I would say top three. Because
it wasn't super sweet and had the basil, which made it like fresh. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to call it. I'm going to call it after dinner delight.
Well, guess what, friends? Guess
what? Craigslist dating app?
No,
that's what I am.
What?
The after dinner dessert.
Yo, if not, that's what you should put. You want some herb?
Anyway, I have for each of you as a parting gift a package of it to go.
Thank you. Oh,
thank you. Thank
yes.
You. Al, you didn't give it any love.
Weed's become a bigger thing on Sundays as it's become legal.
Are we going here?
Not for me. I'm just saying.
Okay, we heard.
Yeah.
Weed is getting bigger on Sundays.
Not for me. For real. Like, I don't do good with it. I got to be honest. So
we heard
about it.
We don't know.
I put this out there. I mess with the gummies, the Delta 8s, and I need to stop that.
Why?
Do you know what happened to me with a Delta 8?
What happened?
By mistake.
Oh.
We were filming something for Bravo.
Yeah. We turned them down after.
It's
a Delta 8 talking.
Yeah, well, it must have been.
Delta 8.
So anyway, I had a bad backache.
Mm-hmm.
So your sister-in-law says, right. I have a CBD gummy. I love CBD. I make stuff with CBD in it, infused. I eat it, everything. I love it because I have a restless leg and all that. So she goes, here's Delta 8. I'm like, that's not CBD. She goes, it's Delta 8 with CBD. I said, well, I'm not going to do that because I have to go work now, right? No, you're going to be fine. It was his birthday. I'll never forget.
I remember that.
So all of a sudden, I'd eat the whole damn thing, the whole gummy. Right. And about an hour and a half later, I'm typing an Instagram of Albie's birthday. And I'm looking at it, I'm like, what am I typing? What do I want to say? Why can't I feel my hands? Why can't I feel my neck? Why can't I feel my face? What's happening to me? I mean, hours that they were putting my makeup on. And I'm like, is there a dog in here? Is there a dog in here? I think there's a dog in here. But I'm saying it all in my head to myself. Like, I felt like I was in a tunnel and everything around me was just wild. And it was, I'm talking about 7 hours worth of it.
Wow, that must have been some gummy.
Somebody might know, 7 hours.
You know where you got that one.
I know, it's funny because, like, I'll do the Delta 8 gummies and I'm like, oh, it's CBD. It's not weird. Weed, because I feel like I've never done a weed edible in my whole life, right? So I'm like, oh, this is sold in a sex shop. They seem like a straight shooter, so this should be fine. And I eat it, and then I wake up. And when I wake up, I'm like, oh, well, you know, I think I'm feeling okay, but like, you know, a little bloated. And I walk out, and I walk into Pizza Hut and Chick-fil-A. And
wow, where
pasta.
Was this?
My apartment. I just got it for myself. It was real.
I thought it was a dream. Okay.
No, like how about this? Last time Urbana was there, and I had a gummy. Okay, this is not a joke. Yeah. I got like $400 in delivery, and it was just me, him, and Chell just fucking. Yeah, it was bad.
I fell asleep, and then I woke up. I don't even know how many Chick-fil-A sandwiches I shoved in my face before I fell back asleep. I don't even know.
He got like $250 worth of delivery tonight already.
Yeah.
We're on our third delivery.
This afternoon he bought all subs from the Italian deli.
Yes.
That started the day.
So
I didn't have to do an antipasto or anything because we had that. Hot as hell today, everybody was out by the pool.
And we had that very beautiful soft
mozzarella.
The soft,
but it was smoked and regular.
But it was weird because it was like brie, delicious, and the regular.
Right. So then I made the pasta.
Right.
Right. Then I made the rice.
Right.
While the rice was being made, sushi arrived.
Right.
After sushi, Dairy Queen arrived.
Right. And I saw him on his phone just a few moments ago, ordering 4 gyozas from somewhere else after the sushi arrived. Is it true, Al?
Well, no. I was complaining about the sushi that didn't arrive.
So now what?
And I was saying to them, hey.
Where's the 4 gyozas?
But if you have the Upside app, which is a sponsor of the show. Not this episode specifically. You will save money.
Nice.
You will do that. Download the Upside app free.
Well, do it. And
you know,
is that UPSIDE?
Yeah.
Nice.
And then put in your Albie as a promo code and you'll save $10. I hope still. Otherwise, they give up on us. But I mean, like, you know, give it a shot. But like,
try. Definitely try it.
But as a tradition, I do think Sunday dinners are very meaningful. It's nice for the kids.
Yes, that's the reason we are, well, no, that's not. Me and Lauren say that all the time. We're like, we haven't Sundayed if we haven't in like 3 weeks. We're like, the kids, because like we want them to grow up like we did. Because we've always had Sunday dinner since we were their age.
I'd say it went in phases, really.
And then, yeah. When it was like waves, but it wasn't our fault when the waves happened. No. So that's why like we want always will Sunday, because the kids, I remember being really sad when we didn't Sunday for a while.
Yes. Because like, you know, certain people, you know, certain aunts and uncles weren't talking. And as I got older,
like the adult issues when we were kids.
I get it. Now, glad you guys aren't here. But, like, you know, but as far as the cousins going stuff, everyone's here. We're having a good time.
We are, especially today.
Yeah.
Want to know what we did?
I'll tell you a better example.
Wait, let's just go through the Sunday real quick. So, like, we came.
I got here late.
Yeah. Herb showed up late. I didn't even know
Urbano
Herb was here.
Urbano is now a Sunday staple.
Yeah, I'm new to the Sunday.
But you know what you
Sunday
are?
Dinners.
You're a Sunday surprise. Like, we never know Herb's going to show up.
But you're about seven months in.
It started from Sundays in Hoboken. Right. Because we were working so hard and we started. And then once we went to Asbury, we missed it.
Right. Because it was the weekend.
And then we were like, hey, could we do this? And then we just started doing it there. And then once I came, that's it. You grace us.
This is how it is. Like, we'll all be at the pool and all of a sudden Herb's just there dressed glamorously. And we're like, oh shit, when did you get here? He just like appears.
I usually bring cookies today, and I didn't bring
Always that's bring fine. The best freaking cookies yeah. ever. Every single time he comes, actually looked for them today.
Oh, I know.
Swear.
I'm sorry. I didn't even go home.
But then she made that magical rice and I was like, all right.
So on the real though, for people that don't have that tradition or don't understand that tradition or don't maybe haven't considered it or maybe are halfway into it, how would you suggest starting it from scratch?
Well, it's very simple. It's just a matter of I'm having dinner Sunday. Everybody come over. That's it. And then listen, it can be a very costly thing as it grows. So there, if it is an issue for anybody out there, you could say, hey, everybody bring something to contribute, whatever. But it in my life, it has been a staple as far back as I can remember as a young girl growing into adulthood. And it became very important for me with my children. And now I see it, you know, when I'm like, guys, I'm just too tired. Candace or Lauren will take the baton and they'll have it at their house. But it's just a matter of, hey, come over for dinner.
Yeah.
You're going to come over next week? Come over. It's just shoot a text. You want to come over for dinner? And that's it. And then it just grows because it's word of mouth and you have fun. You do like today.
Yeah,
we're
like
playing
you'll bring
crazy
special
games
guests.
And stuff. And I actually have a plaque in my kitchen that says guests of guests may not bring guests.
Yes.
Because guests of guests have always brought guests. Yes.
Yeah. No, we don't want Gabe. Look, my kids always want to come on the freaking podcast all the time.
Here's something I'll ask. Come here, Gabe. So we have Candace's son here, Gabriel.
Oh,
he's
God.
A stud. Gabe, they're asking
he's wearing
about
a leopard
Sunday
bathing
dinners,
suit.
Okay. Do you look forward to Sunday having dinner with your family?
Yes.
So what's your favorite part about Sunday dinner?
I don't know.
I mean, say something.
Go ahead, Gabe. What do you like about Sundays?
Sundays?
Yeah, like when we do Sundays here.
Ice creams?
You like ice creams?
Yeah.
What's your favorite part, like, of a Sunday when we come here?
We go in the pool.
Okay. And what else?
Ice cream.
Okay. So it's really the ice cream for you. Particularly, you like the ice cream.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Okay.
Everybody's got what they're happy with.
I like the rigatoni.
Yeah. All right.
Well, so
Candace is. Yeah.
I'm here for the rigatoni. Al's here for the aluel.
Yeah, absolutely. So
I'm here for the bolognese.
Okay.
I don't, you know what?
Never
I gotta
done
be
it.
Honest. Like, I don't see the allure in a dick pic.
I've never asked for anything like that.
I would be mortified if somebody just sent me a dick pic. I'd be like, why would you think, what made you think that I want this dick
I get them
pic?
All the time.
I've never.
Urbano, dude, what are your thoughts?
I personally don't send them.
But are you a receiver?
I don't care. It doesn't, I don't care. I don't care.
Do you request them?
No, I don't.
Do you feel a dick pic is good or bad? Like, personally, I think dick pics are weird.
Actually, for me, they're really good talking points.
Okay,
like,
tell me
like,
more.
Like, oh, look what somebody sent me. Or look at this
Oh,
thing.
Yeah, to talk
like,
about somebody
yeah,
else's.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, if somebody ever sent me one, everybody here would see it.
Well, there have been a couple floating around in our world.
True.
Everybody has seen
it.
Like, wait a minute, have you seen this? And we're like, did you hear about this? Wait, show this. So they are a topic of conversation.
Of course. I have one friend. I do have one friend that I will not say their name, but they are a dick pic sender. And every time I'm like, dude, like, what made you think they wanted a picture of your dick?
Yeah.
And he's like, well, they did.
It's a thing, apparently.
But it's not.
I don't know anybody that's like,
I hear all kinds of people saying they're getting them. Yeah,
that like, want it?
Yeah.
I need to hear from you. If you
it's
are
like shopping
person,
online, you want to see what the dress looks like sometimes, baby. You know what I'm saying?
I don't understand. I don't get it. But
is that
whatever.
What you think it's for?
So it's like pre-shopping. Like, huh, is that something I'd be down to? Like, I need to see the merchandise before I commit to either going to your house or
that
getting to know you.
That is a very interesting.
Like
well, I know of someone that was dating someone. All right. And things progressed where they got intimate and everything, liked them, everything else. But once she got there, she was like,
So you're saying that Herb's point is
a
good
pre-shop.
One.
It's a pre-shop.
Well, she stopped seeing him because he just didn't have the goods.
So it was a scan.
Well,
yeah. She scanned.
She was like, you know what? I'm going to return
She was upset. She was
size.
Upset. Like, well, wait a minute. It got to this point and I'm like, no, thank you.
Wow. Okay, so maybe that's what the point. But you know what? This person that I know supposedly isn't working with something great, but it's still flashing it around.
You know, camera angles can hide a lot.
Wow, you think that's it? Like, let me show it in the shadows.
Take it from a different angle or whatever. All of a sudden, you're like, wow. It's like you take a, you know, it depends on how you take the pictures. Like Photoshop.
Yeah, sometimes you take pictures of feet. They look really big.
Yeah.
Boom.
Okay, so you think they're working the angle to get in the door, and then you're like,
and then what happens when really
no
when you get down to
balls,
business,
though.
It's
no
like
one wants
nobody wants to see
no
it. That's
see
my point. Like nobody I know no has gotten a picture that. And been like,
Do girls want?
No.
No.
I no, do guys?
I think homosexual men, I think, do, yeah.
No. I don't think
so. I don't know if it's female that
I have a friend that literally just sends me all the pics.
I think I
want
to say that
that's what I mean. That's what one of our other girlfriends.
I feel like the homosexual community is a lot freer.
Well, I think it's more like some people don't want to waste their time with. It's like, look, this is what I like. This is what I'm into. Show me what you got. If not, I'm not shopping at your store.
Yeah, but hold on though. Wouldn't it be the same thing as a female? Like you're into to the same anatomically. The same accessory.
Yes, but the mentality is different. With a woman, there's more of a, I don't know, I'm not a woman, but I would think there's more of a, is there a romance? Is there a physical connection? Does he have a nice smile? Wow, with a guy, it's like, oh, one eye, one tooth, maybe an ear. I don't care. Is it 8 inches? Sure. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think it's a little bit different.
So it's all business. It's all down to business.
Yeah.
There's
so
no emotions attached to it.
More of a preview situation.
I don't.
You're not a receiver or a giver.
Yeah. I don't. You know, plus, I don't want that on my phone. Like, I got little kids in my family.
You got
I don't want,
cloud,
I'm not trying to.
Cloud.
I have a mortifying story, though. I have.
Okay. Ready?
I had a pair of sneakers that I bought. And there was three colors and I didn't know which color to get. So I took all three pictures and I sent them to my friend and I bought pink.
Right.
But they had blue, gray and pink, but I bought the pink. And I was at the gym and this guy was like, oh, I like those sneakers, but I would never wear pink. I was like, oh, there's other colors. I sent them to a friend. And you know, when you hit the little thing and all
mortifying.
And all my friends, all he sent me prior to those sneakers were dick pics. So when I showed, when I went to show the guy the sneakers, all that showed up on my phone were like
random dicks.
And then there was this one massive angry red one like right in the middle. And then he was like, I think he was straight because he never spoke to me again. But he was like mortified, like couldn't run away from me faster. And after that, I was like, you know what? I can't. I got to delete all this from my phone.
See what I'm
because
saying?
I don't know.
It's a problem.
Good.
It's no just, need. No need.
And plus with the cloud.
You know
who's in the cloud.
No.
I mean, hey. I got a couple. I'll show you later if you want to see.
Big brother's in the cloud. Big brother's in the cloud watching everything.
Brother. I was like, what?
No, big brother.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Anyway, getting back to Sunday dinners, it's just a matter of, hey, come on over and then just making it a habit.
Just
That's
cook
all.
And invite
That's
some
it.
People over. And
That's
if you
it.
Just show, if you just do it every week and just be consistent with it, eventually either people will show up or they won't, but then you'll start your own tradition for you and your family.
Correct.
Al, have we lost you?
Now I'm reading through. A bunch of questions.
Do we? You have a lot on my Instagram too, because I put up a thing saying ask questions.
So here we go. It just came in. Dear Don.
Nice.
My friend and I recently got into a disagreement and hoping that you can clear the air. I'm season 4 of RHONJ. Teresa and Jacqueline were having an argument in Jacqueline's backyard. You showed up halfway into the argument and you said you were dropping off baby clothes and heard yelling in the yard and wanted to check it out. Is this actually true or did production call you over to make things even more interesting? Thank you for helping if you decide to do. I think you innocently came over to drop clothes off, but my friend firmly believes there's no way production set it all up. Best, Mike. P.S. Accidentally emailed this to dearalbie@gmail.com first. Shout out to Albie for notifying me. I didn't notify you. So someone else has that.
Very true story. I had at that time, Nicholas.
You remember
was,
this?
Yes, clearly. I could tell you what I was wearing.
Jesus.
Nicholas was a baby at the time, baby, a toddler, whatever. It was a Wednesday evening. I was out with Dad going out to dinner. You guys were at Chris and Jacqueline's house, matter of fact. So we decided we were going to stop by, drop off the baby clothes, and call it a night.
I remember this.
Didn't know you guys were filming. Walked in on it. Had a Starbucks in my hand. Just casually walking in because my kids were there. Figured I'd stop in, see what was going on. All true, all fact, all legitimate. Walked into the scene without knowing it.
So you, there, it was in a production
It was
setup.
Not a production setup, no.
Okay. What's the next question? You said you have a ton of questions. I have some. Hold on. I got to pull it up.
Pull
okay.
it up.
So it says here, just came across the pod. Love it. Okay. No one. Love you guys. Parenting advice for going from one to two kids besides wine. Going from one to two kids is awful. I'm not going to lie. It's hard. It's very hard.
Was
but
there a question there? What just
that's
happened?
They just want advice. I guess my advice would be is don't. You're not going to be able to do half the shit you did with one with two. So.
Or do it while you're young. I always say I have three kids. I brought Christopher, who was my youngest.
That? Well, yes. She already has.
Well, here's my point. I'm going to make my point. Three kids in exactly 3 years. I brought Christopher home on Albie's third birthday.
Wow.
So Albie was three. Lauren was two. No, Lauren was one. Albie was three. Lauren was one. And Chris was just born.
Wow.
All right. So here's the thing. I'm young. I'm broke. I got to watch these kids all the time anyway. One, two, three. It doesn't matter. Do it while you're young. Do it when you can. Because know what the biggest thing I think is a mistake a lot of people make? Let the baby go to school 4 or 5 years old. Then you get a little taste of freedom. Then you're right back to square one. So my thought process was no money.
Yeah.
Can't go anywhere. Can't do anything.
Might as well
have them all at once. It's hard no matter when you decide to do it.
Yeah.
But I think that I believe that God does something to young parents that makes them get through it.
Yeah.
It's just like autopilot.
If I had to do that right now, I'd be like, fuck.
Yeah. Get it while you're fertile.
Autopilot. Yeah. I think you just go into autopilot.
Then we have, I love when dear Albie's at the Don's house. That's just a comment.
Yes.
let's see. Has a decision been made? Has a decision on the book podcast been made?
Oh, yeah. That's up to Chris and Natalie and Nerbato.
Yeah.
Do you do Sunday dinner almost every Sunday?
Almost.
Do you love your whole new baseball world? Is it better for you than football?
Oh, I don't know anything about that.
Guys, I'm sweating bullets
down here. I need to go upstairs because it is Sunday. I am in my apron. I need to clean the kitchen. So I'm going to peace out. You guys are going to continue. Love to all.
Albiemailbag@gmail.com. We love you all.
Oh, is this the end of it? I said I believe it.
I'll keep it going if you guys want.
Keep it going.
You have a real question?
Let's
there?
See. We have. But as far as that question goes,
I can't believe
I
my,
do love I do love my baseball my, world a
I
lot.
Can't believe
really?
My, a lot.
Nice.
A lot.
I can't believe my mom sent my dad a titty pic.
Titty pic.
Well, yeah, but come you on, that's cute. Like, how do you think they've made it last so long?
It's cute, but like, I worry because.
The fact that your dad said your mom still has a nice rack after they've been together 41 years. Meanwhile, I know men that date for 2 weeks are like, oh, God, I got to open my relationship up. You're like, bro, you just met.
Nah, so like I don't worry because of what mom has done. I worry about my father and his filthy paws and what he's doing to my mother.
I remember
what he's sending her.
There's one thing that I remember, in particular that I will not go into detail.
Her the worm?
No, but do you remember...
I don't think.
Were you there for? I'm not even gonna say it on the pod.
Yeah.
The
costume.
No. What? Yes.
No.
Do you remember
when
the Santa?
The Santa?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Hey, ho ho ho.
What are you talking about?
I heard there was things.
What?
I don't know who told me. I don't know if it's a dream or if it's real.
It had to be Lauren.
I don't know. It was all a dream.
This has got to be Lauren. This is Lauren.
It's
got to
be a Lauren story. I don't know. I'm not going to say anymore.
Candace is blushing.
I'm not going to say anymore.
Sweating, blushing.
Who dressed Santa?
I don't know. Was it me? I wasn't here. I'm new.
Herbs
wasn't here, yo.
Did people call you Herbs?
Sometimes.
Hey, Laura. Oh, we're on the pod.
Know.
Okay.
I don't know if Laura knows.
Candace is trying to tell me that she's got some secret of like dad dressing as Santa.
No. What?
Yeah, she like found some shit.
What?
No.
This is, so, dad no, dresses as Santa. Mama? Yeah, about mom and dad.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes,
what do you mean? What happened? What?
It's not dad, it's mom.
That's personal. You can't talk about that when mom leaves the room. She just came upstairs. She should be aware of it.
No, tell her she's a naughty elf and I don't want to hear the rest of the story.
She wasn't a naughty elf. It's like a non-Santa costume. But it wasn't Santa. It was like Mrs. what they wear in Mean Girls.
Yeah. I don't hear anymore.
She knows what we're talking about. She's doing dishes and laughing quietly.
I told you, I knew it was.
Oh my God.
You're doing it wrong. I'm yeah. your mother.
No. Yes, tell her
no,
she's a
ho. She doesn't know about the titty pics. She doesn't know about the titty pig and why it's okay. Tell her it's okay she because she told us about the titty pig.
She shrugged. She's goodbye.
I knew there was something with nice. Mr. and Mrs. Claus.
Dear Albie Mailbag at gmail.com. I'm gonna go home now. Bye.
Bye.